had plenty of good kindling wood.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Would you call small pieces of pine that you'd use for starting a fire just kindling wood, or would you? Do you ever call it, what about a pine knot?
We had pine knots, but they were not used so much.
I see. Or shaving?
Black pine knots were used to run tar. They'd get tar out of them to grease their wagon axles with.
All right. And did you use to keep the logs in place in a fireplace?
Well, they just kept them sound. You just lay them in there. And
did you ever see those two things you see in a fireplace sometimes? Two metal things that stand up?
Oh, dogard. That's held them up.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Dogard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And over the top of the fireplace, what was that called?
The mantle, and you call it, I don't know. I just don't remember exactly.
Well,
the mantle, of course, that was what the fireboard called that.
Uh-huh. Okay, they called it the fireboard or the mantle.
Yeah.
That was the same thing.
But then there was an iron rod, generally, called that a tramble, I believe, that you hung the pots on to cook your beans and stuff.
I've never heard of tramble.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes they would have them that would swing out. It had them on the... kind of on the hinge, and it would swing out. You could put the pot on and swing it back over the fire, while others were just sobbing in there.
Yeah, and the smoke went up the
chimney.
And the stuff. Now later, after the fireplaces went out of use, what did people use in their house?
Well, of course they had the stoves, wood stoves, and.
When you cleaned out a stove, what do you have that stuff, that black stuff you had to clean out of?
Well, that was ashes.
Yeah, well, that was out of the bottom, but what about out of the pipe?
Well, soot.
All right.
Yeah.
And, the soot was black.
Yeah.
But what color were the ashes?
Well, ashes kind of gray.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, were they ever this light? Never this light.
No.
What color would that be? That would be...
Well...
That or this, you
know. More like that.
Then, uh-huh. Well, like your house is painted what color?
Well, that'd be white.
Yeah, but the ashes weren't that.
No,
no. And what did the inside of your house look like? As far as could you like kind of give me a diagram, make a diagram of what your old house looked like. Inside, you know, where the rooms were laid out.
Well, I don't know. I'm not much drawing things.
I'll draw it if you just want to tell me. Just kind of tell me it like the front of the house. Say the front of the house was here, all right. And then what would this room be right inside here?
Well, see, I'd say this is the front of the house.
Yeah.
Well, you generally the living room, right?
Okay.
Right there.
All right.
The bedroom here.
All right.
The kitchen.
All right.
Well, dining room first, right?
Dining room here.
Right there.
Dining room in here. And then here was
kitchen.
All right. Now the. All right. And
that about gets.
Okay. Did everybody sleep in the same bedroom?
No. No. You know, most of the houses back in those days they were two story and.
Uh-huh.
Generally had to.
And just now there was a door. There was a door in the front. Was there also one in the back?
Sure.
That was the kitchen.
Yeah.
In the kitchen. If how high were the ceilings in your?
Well, generally about 10 feet, I'd say.
Okay.
10 feet high.
All right. Now the did they ever call that anything other than a living room? That room.
No, I don't think so. Well, I'll tell you one room. It was very prominent back in